Horror upsets Star Wars, Democrats retreat, and a name game Senate bid. A24's horror film Backrooms dethroned The Mandalorian and Grogu at the box office in its second weekend, scoring over $38 million on opening day Friday, while the Star Wars film fell to third place with just $6.5 million, a reversal that studio executives were described as analyzing closely. The result reinforced a pattern in which audiences favor original, innovative storytelling over franchise extensions, with Backrooms achieving its performance despite minimal marketing compared to Disney's promotional apparatus behind the Star Wars film. Disney's leaked internal memo detailing Project Gemini, a plan to shut down the Hulu app once users migrate to Disney Plus, added a corporate dimension to the entertainment landscape. The consolidation would eliminate duplicate infrastructure costs, but reduce consumer choice and risk subscriber churn from users who prefer Hulu's content curation or interface. Separately, a Destiny 3 petition approaching 300,000 signatures met with dashed hopes from Bungie insiders, illustrating the persistent tension between passionate gaming communities and the business realities that shape franchise decisions. The Pentagon issued internal memos seeking hundreds of active duty troops as spectators for the White House UFC Freedom 250 event on June 14th, with fitness standards required for attendance, a requirement that suggested the appearances were intended to serve military recruitment and public relations objectives beyond entertainment. The Washington Nationals, meanwhile, fired an executive over allegations of bias against Catholic pitcher Trevor Williams, with the DOJ reviewing whether the organization had discriminated based on religious expression, demonstrating how employment law applies to professional sports organizations as it does to traditional workplaces. Representative Frederica Wilson became the 30th House Democrat to announce retirement ahead of the 2026 midterms, a figure that signals either pessimism about electoral prospects or broad dissatisfaction with current political dynamics affecting legislative continuity. In Alaska, a second candidate named Dan Sullivan entered the Senate race against incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan, a move election officials acknowledged could deliberately create voter confusion. Exposing vulnerabilities in ballot design and voter education systems that the episode suggested remain inadequately addressed.